At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources. Use here with permission. The lesson covers John 2. Feel free to hit pause and read John 2 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. Jesus' first miracle. Jesus' first miracle at the wedding in Cana reveals his power as the Messiah and his glory as the one and only Son of God. Jesus continued to draw people to himself as he stepped into his public ministry, though he continued to move only in accordance with the will of his Father in heaven. The wedding in Cana served as a backdrop to Jesus' first miraculous act as Messiah. At this celebration, he met a need that was far greater than providing mere beverages to thirsty guests. Rather, he selectively revealed his glory to those who were aware a miracle had taken place. When Jesus asked his mother, "What has this concern of yours to do with me, woman?" he revealed that even though Jesus is worthy of all praise, it was not the right time for him to be publicly, fully glorified and worshiped. Jesus was submissive to his Father's timing in all things. Jesus transformed basic water into the most spectacular wine of the night. This was an even greater feat than Moses sweetening the Israelites' bitter water in Exodus 15. Christ demonstrated to onlookers that he is greater than even the mightiest prophets of the Old Testament. Jesus revealed his glory as the one and only Son of God, the one worthy of faith. Even greater than the miracle of turning water into wine, Jesus has the power to turn sinners into saints, otherwise known as believers, just as he led the disciples to believe in him by faith. Verse 11. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to come to earth to live a perfect life, displaying his power and glory as God. Help us respond to Jesus by trusting in him for salvation. We love you, Lord. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, go ahead and hit pause in this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. What does Jesus' first miracle show us about him? 2. How should we respond when we see God's power displayed? 3. What does it mean to believe in Jesus? Our key passage for this unit is 1 John 3, verse 5. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. 1 John 3, verse 5 says, "You know that he was revealed so that he might take away sins, and there is no sin in him." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus at Passover, John 2.